About 8,000 fewer students are enrolled in Maine's public schools this fall, a drop of about 4% from last year. That's according to data from the Maine Department of Education. It matches trends seen in other states as well, which have also reported enrollment declines as more families have opted for homeschooling or private schools during the pandemic. And it could have an impact on school funding going forward. Well, Maine Public Radio reporter Robbie Feinberg is here to talk about this. Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Jennifer.
So first, can you just walk us through this new enrollment data?
Yeah, so every year at the beginning of October, the State Department of Education asks school districts to report their enrollment so far in the school year. And earlier this week, we received the numbers for this fall, and they don't paint a positive picture. School enrollment in general has been falling in Maine over the past decade or so, but this fall, the number of publicly funded students dropped by nearly 8,000. That's roughly a 4.5% drop from last year, and it's actually quite similar to the numbers we're seeing in other states, but it is quite substantial.
So do we know what's causing the drop and why fewer students are in public school this year?
Yeah, well, obviously the pandemic is hanging over all of this, and school officials say it's likely to be the major cause of this decline. We've heard about big rises in homeschooling because so many families have been unsatisfied with remote or hybrid learning. And based on the latest data, what we're largely seeing are far fewer young students entering public schools. Kindergarten enrollment dropped by more than 12% this fall compared to last year, and pre-K enrollment is down by close to a quarter. On the other hand, high school numbers have barely changed compared to 2019. Steve Bailey, the executive director of the Maine School Management Association, says that largely lines up with what he's hearing, parents keeping their preschoolers home this fall because of potential uncertainty around remote or hybrid schooling, or just safety concerns because of the virus.
We're certainly hoping that we would see a rebound, you know, come next year or come at the time when the vaccine perhaps, you know, has a strong enough impact that people feel like it's safe to be in these situations again.
And Bailey also notes that the state has released data suggesting that schools have largely been a safe place to be this fall and that rates of transmission are lower in school buildings than the community as a whole.
So what do all the trends mean going forward and how is it likely to affect schools?
Yeah, well, the biggest concern is likely to be around school funding. School officials say that fewer students could potentially mean a lot less money from the state. Grace Levitt, the president of the Maine Education Association, representing teachers' unions, says that's really worrisome as local budgets are already stretched thin because of the pandemic. She says that's one reason that she's pushing for more federal funding for schools, as she says students need more support right now, not less.
Some additional time for them to have perhaps remediation, but also the supports for emotional and social needs going forward, and to address the inequities that have really been made so very visible to everyone. We need to be doing more.
And so what are we hearing from the state on this? Have they talked about how it could impact school funding?
I reached out to the Department of Education earlier this week, and a spokesperson sent me an emailed statement saying that the impact of school enrollment on funding for next year is, quote, incredibly nuanced and can't be easily determined. The agency says that its school finance team is currently running scenarios to determine possible projections and their implications, and those will be considered by the state's Board of Education in January. The state says, quote, any conjecture or predictions on state subsidy at this time would be premature. But school officials will certainly be watching for those funding projections. They're expected to come out at some point over the first few months of next year.
And that's Maine Public's Robbie Feinberg. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
And for disclosure, most of Maine Public's news staff is represented by the Maine Education Association.